So obviously we're thinking a bit about being part of the body of Christ. So I just want to play a very, very short bit of a video clip first.
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command. Star Command, come in. Do you read me? Why don't they answer? My ship! Blast. This will take weeks to repair. Buzz Lightyear mission log, stardate 4072. My ship has run up course en route to Sector 12. I've crash-landed on a strange planet. The impact must have awoken me from hypersleep. Terrain seems a bit unstable. No readout yet if the air is breathable. And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
Oh, yeah!
Ah! Whoa! Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Did I frighten you? Didn't mean to. Sorry, howdy. My name is Woody, and this is Andy's room. That's all I wanted to say. And also, there has been a bit of a mix-up. This is my spot, see? The bed here.
Local law enforcement. It's about time you got here. I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit. My ship has crash-landed here by mistake.
Yes, it is a mistake, because you see, the bed here is my spot.
I need to repair my turbo boosters. Do people still use fossil fuels, or have you discovered crystallic fusion?
Well, let's see. We got double A's.
Watch yourself. Buzz, who goes there?
Don't shoot.
It's okay.
Friends.
Do you know these life forms?
Yes. They're Andy's toys.
All right, everyone, you're clear to come up. I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not a dinosaur.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Now, thank you all for your kind welcome. Say, what's that button do? I'll show you.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Whoa. Hey, Woody's got something like that. His is a pull strength,
only it sounds like a car ran over it.
Oh, yeah, but not like this one. This is a quality sound system. Probably all copper wiring, huh? So, where are you from? Singapore? Hong Kong?
Well, no. Actually, I'm stationed up in the Gamma Quadrant of Sector 4. As a member of the elite Universe Protection Unit of the Space Ranger Corps, I protect the galaxy from the threat of invasion from the evil Emperor Zurg, sworn enemy of the Galactic Alliance.
Oh, really? I'm from Play School.
And I'm from Mattel. Well, I'm not really from Mattel. I'm actually from a smaller company that was purchased in a leveraged buyout. Well, I don't...
You think they've never seen a new toy before?
Well, sure. Look at him. He's got more gadgets on him than a Swiss Army knife.
Please be careful. You don't want to be in the way when my laser goes off.
Hey, a laser! How come you don't have a laser, Woody?
It's not a laser. It's a little light bulb that blinks.
What's with him?
Laser envy.
All right, that's enough. Look, we're all very impressed with Andy's new toy.
Toy?
T-O-Y. Toy.
Excuse me, I think the word you're searching for is Space Ranger.
The word I'm searching for, I can't say, because there's preschool toys present.
Getting kind of tense, aren't you?
I love that film. It has no relevance at all to what we're doing this one. Just thought it'd be good to watch a bit. I spent hours watching that when my kids were little. It's a great film. But I think there's a really significant point in there, actually, and it kind of relates directly to the words that we're thinking about at the moment this morning, just for a few moments. So let me just read these. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. That video clip, if you know the film, the biggest worry that comes into Andy's bedroom, Andy's the boy who owns all of those toys, is when birthday or Christmas comes around because a new toy is brought into the bedroom. And there is definitely a pecking order until Buzz Lightyear arrived. Woody, the cowboy, was Andy's favourite. But his nose, as you could see in that video clip, was significantly put out of joint because this all singing, all dancing Space Ranger came that could fire lasers and fly. We didn't have time to see the flying, but Woody called it falling with style, but it's flying. All of these wonderful things. And there's this tremendous tension because there's this comparison thing going on. Buzz Lightyear's got all of the gear. Andy's just got Woody's just got a pull string on his back. He's just a cowboy with a snake in his boot. And so the film goes on. And in the end, they turn out to be the greatest of friends, actually. And it's a wonderful, heart-touching film. So if you've never seen it, watch it. But you find that within the context of church life so often, or at least Paul did in this first century church, the Corinthian church, which was riven with all kinds of difficulties and problems. There was lots of jealousy, there was lots of immorality going on. It was a church that was in pieces. And one of the things that was out of control was this whole business about who's got what. I've got better gifts than you. And some of these charismatic gifts were being shown off or misappropriated. And there was terrible division within the church. These gifts, the giftedness that God had given his church, had become a source of division for them. Quite the opposite to the reason that they were given. And that can be so often the case for us. We almost instinctively, as human beings, compare ourselves with others. Whether it's the way we look, the size of our waistband, our haircut or lack of haircut, our bank balance or the car that we drive or the job that we have or the holidays that we go on or the wife that we have or the husband that we have or don't have or the dog that we've got. I've got a lovely dog. I think my dog is the finest dog ever. But every dog owner thinks that. Every dog owner thinks their dog is so special and so that my dog can really understand me. Well, I don't think it really can, actually. It just likes the little tidbits that I give. But that's somehow part of our brokenness, that we find identity in the fact that we think somehow we are better or there's this one-upmanship thing going on. And if I feel I'm superior to you, it somehow boosts my broken ego. This is what God wants us to know. That we are all different and all equally valued. In God's economy, nobody has a higher status than anyone else. There's a brilliant guy called Alain de Botton, who I like reading his books, and he wrote a book called Status Anxiety. And he said one of the greatest diseases that our culture suffers from is this addiction to status. And the worst thing that does people in is when they go to the school reunion. If you've ever done that, I resist those things with every ounce of my being. But if you go along, some people turn up in Porsches and other people turn up in cars that aren't Porsches. It does you in. But in God's economy, all of us are equally loved. So in that sense, we are all the same. We're in complete unity because God's Spirit has been given to us all, that God's love is equally upon us. As Bruce Forsyth famously says, you're all my favourites. God does have favourites. All of us are his favourite. His favour is upon his people. That's a good thought, isn't it? But also this passage says that although we're one, we're in unity, a unity that's given by the Spirit as a gift. It's not about agreement because we are all diverse as well. Diversity is part of this passage. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. And then Paul goes into this sort of hyperbole and funny talk about hands and feet and eyes and ears. And he's kind of trying to make the point, writ large. Come on, guys. You're all equally valuable, but you don't all do the same thing. You are uniquely gifted. And he talks about their differences in two main categories. First is they've got different gifts. Are we all apostles? ? The answer is, it's a rhetorical question. The answer is no. Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers? Do we all have the ability to speak in unknown languages? Of course not. That's what Paul says. What a daft thought if it was a more modern translation. What a silly thing to say. No, we're not. We're all different. But we're all different in terms of our experiences as well. And this is what he says. If one part suffers, all parts suffer with it. If one part is honoured, all other parts are glad. So in a sense, we have different gifts and we have different experiences. Yet Paul's heart was for the Corinthian church and for us today that we share our differences, that we share our sorrows, that we share our joys. And in doing so, we are the body of Christ. It's only together that we are the body of Christ. When God's people maintain the unity of the Spirit, we are the body of Christ. People see Jesus, to put it very bluntly. Jesus said these words, "By this, all people will know that you are my disciples." And what is the "by this"? Your love, one for another. So just that thought this morning really for you. Unity. What's the challenge? The challenge that Paul puts in the book of Ephesians is to maintain the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So we have unity in the Spirit. We need to do everything that's within our power to maintain that. That means resisting gossip and criticism. That means speaking well of one another. That means encouraging and blessing and being a mouthpiece of God's love and affirmation into the lives of other people. That's something we can do. We can celebrate diversity. We can honor one another in our uniqueness. You know, because only you can do what you can do in your way. You're the only one. You might say, praise the Lord. But I think we should celebrate that. Celebrate the fact there's nobody else like you. No, but I mean that positively. God has blessed us with you. If you look around this room, think, I'm so blessed to have that individual who's part of this church community. We welcome that and we give thanks to God. So we affirm diversity. We welcome diversity. But we work for unity. And may God bless us as we continue to do that.